Yeah, I did this one first with Plus 44 on the very first Soundwave Festival. Thank you very much.
And I would probably bet that both of our dressing rooms were as nice as they were here.
Yeah, I was just looking outside. You've got some fake sand and a fake cactus.
Well,
sand
that's a
and
requirement
a
for us.
Yeah.
We want dirt.
We have a gigantic dream catcher out there, too. So, yeah, did you see that? I'm going to check it, see if I caught anything.
I caught a couple dreams, naked man.
Right. I think I saw them in there.
Yes.
It was a little bit disturbing. Congratulations on the new EP, Dogs Eating Dogs. You've been playing up all night a fair bit. What is it with dogs and Blink-182, from my experience?
That's a good question.
That's a fair question. Dogs Eating Dogs, the title of it, I actually got because I was reminiscing about the Ernest Shackleton expedition down to Antarctica, where a ship got caught in the ice and they had to winter on these islands, and they actually were forced to eat their dogs. And I thought that was such a really horrific thing to have to live through. And I thought about it as an analogy for life.
Yeah, I did a speech on Ernest Shackleton once. I'm very glad that you're a fan of the man.
Yeah.
Great leader he was.
Yes, Ernest. He was. Brought every man home.
You guys are weirdos. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you're not a fan of Arctic Adventures, Tom?
I can't even spell Arctic Adventures.
Now, I'm very sorry. My co-host isn't here today. Tom Ballard last night did his ankle coming off a stage. And you guys are also, unfortunately, down a man. Travis Barker, how is he? He didn't make it to Soundwave this year.
Yeah, he's good. He's back home. Obviously, he decided that he wasn't ready to get on an airplane, and we completely 100% understand and support that. And Brooks has been our friend for a number of years, and he came in the last second and learned the songs, and we did some rehearsals with him and came over, so we didn't have to cancel anything. And luckily the shows have been super awesome, and it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome, man. And what point was the decision made? Because I've heard things about it was at last minute at the airport and things like that.
It wasn't last minute at the airport. It was about a week before we left. I talked to Travis, and he said that he didn't think that he was gonna be able to get on the plane, and I said, absolutely, dude, we understand that. And
for sure, man. Brooks coming into the drums, doing very nicely in the rehearsals and on stage. How does he go with the stage banter, though? Did you have any rehearsals with your Blink-182 stage banter? Did you need to learn anything?
We had to prepare him. I mean, most of the rehearsals are really talking about what we're going to do. It's really just rehearsing what we do between songs.
Yeah.
The songs weren't the issue. It's really like what was going to, if it was fearful of what we were saying to Brooks, we needed to prepare him. It's kind of like war.
Was it all improvised, or did he need to learn lines about various things?
It's funny. People always say, like, do you guys figure out what you're going to say before you walk on stage? And I'm like, if we thought about what we were going to say, do you think that we would say that? Do you think that's the material that we're like, okay, I'm going to say this tonight?
I mean, because we get how incredibly funny it is and how eloquent we are on stage sometimes. So we understand why people think that, but no.
As far as performing these songs, did you think writing tracks like Josie and Damn It that would last this long and mean so much to so many people over so many years, to be timeless?
I remember, yeah. We said when we wrote those songs.
It's funny because, like even the song What's My Age Again talks about using a payphone. And, who uses a payphone?
Yeah, people still rock out to it.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. You dated yourself with that song, pal.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what, though? We have a lot of songs about masturbation that are timeless, though.
Yeah. Every generation can relate to that one.
Can relate to that one, yeah.
Although you do say what's caller ID at the end of that, which that wouldn't come up from a payphone. That'd be a private number, surely.
It's a good point.
Why did he call you Shirley?
Why did you call me Shirley? That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
You should work in continuity in films.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Now, I wanted to ask you, do you still keep in contact with Janine Lindemulder?
We have not seen didn't she come out to a show? Didn't she, like, introduce us at a show or something like that?
I don't know, but she got sent to jail, and I just figure that's, like, the greatest place ever for her.
What is that?
Well, it's just all women. And if you were a fan of her work, you would realize that she partakes of the women a
lot. Just read about the work. I haven't actually seen.
Yeah, I was only forced to see it because we had to work with her. Sure. It was a partnership.
Yeah.
I watched material. She comes and takes a photo.
So did you contact her after seeing material, perhaps?
Where did the actual Janine...
It came about that someone had the idea for using a model on the front of the thing, and then somebody else said, well, why don't we get like a Playboy model? And I said, why don't we get an adult film star? And that's where it came from.
And then they brought a girl in, and you're like, oh, okay, we can do that too. Yeah.
Great. Well, I hope she's going well, Janine, wherever she is at the moment. Now, I've got a couple of questions. People are so excited to have you on Triple J. So they got hit us up on Twitter. Alex has said, when is the Blinkumentary coming out, and what can we expect from that?
Well, that is a work in progress.
Right.
we worked on that for quite a while, and I think by the time that it started kind of finishing up, it was all outdated. So, and it wasn't really, I don't think it really reflected what we wanted to put out. So there's a lot of talk of doing it in a better way. You know, we weren't really hands-on, and we'd like to be hands-on with all of our art and with each other.
For sure. And what Sam has asked, did you really get silicone implants in your penises?
No, I can only speak for myself. No.
I have a calf implant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So took some of your own body more naturally.
I just wanted my calves to look great.
Yeah, right. I don't know the context of these questions either.
That someone has
just I don't know what that one's about either.
Yeah, right. Well, we're all a bit confused here. Well, Mark, Tom, thanks so much for having a chat to Triple J.
Thanks very much for having us.
Soundwave.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Well, I guess it's-